Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests on today's show are here from Juneau, Alaska Music Matters, to give us an update on the program and promote this weekend's fundraiser cruise to Tracy Arm. We have Megan Johnson, the new executive director of Juneau, Alaska Music Matters, and board president Stephanie Wolter. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
It's nice to have you here. So the next event is this weekend, right, down to Tracy Arm?
Yeah, we were lucky enough to have Adventure Bound donate a full-day cruise down to the Tracy Arm Ford. It'll be 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. all day. We have we still have some tickets available. You can purchase them on our website, which is junomusicmatters.com.
The cost is $150, which is less than a normal cruise to that area. And we'll have Megan and one of our other teachers, Lindsay, doing live music during the cruise.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sounds like fun. And what will this cruise be supporting? Tell us more about Juneau Alaska Music Matters.
So Juneau Alaska Music Matters is also called JAM, and it's a nonprofit organization that brings music instruction to the students here in Juneau. We have assisted around 528 students per year during school, and then also we have an after-school program. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary this year, which is why we're excited about this tour. And one of the interesting things is that the kids who started the program are now freshmen in high school, and they're able to come back and work with our elementary students as mentors. And it's really kind of a full circle kind of thing. So we're really excited about how long we've been able to run the program and that everybody can see how everybody's giving back.
Got it. Right. So you said 10-year anniversary, so that makes sense. The freshmen are actually now becoming instructors. And mm-hmm. So they start in like first grade kindergarten?
They start in kindergarten. It's really an interesting program. If you have students at Glacier Valley, Riverbend, and Auk Bay, one of the things that have happened already this year is that they've made these paper violins. So the kids start out with paper violins, and then they graduate to real instruments. And once they get to second grade, they can do the after-school program.
Okay. It sounds like a lot of fun. Megan Johnson, you're the new ED. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah. So this is my 8th year with the JAM program, actually. I started off 8 years ago teaching cello at Glacier Valley. And then the following year, I added first grade violin at Auk Bay. And I over the past 6-7 years, I've been teaching at all three sites. My background is in music education and music performance. I play in the symphony and a lot of different arts organizations. So I love it. It's a lot of fun. I get to work with hundreds of violinists around the community, and I get to see them everywhere, and it's really cool. And now that we're at 10 years, I get to see some of these kids in the middle school and high school level, too, and watch them really grow and flourish.
What are you seeing music doing for these young kids?
A lot. I mean, we do a lot of in addition to the string, just regular string technique, they're learning to compose and improvise on their instruments. And it's really cool to have, you know, fifth grade boys come and say, hey, we wrote a song. I mean, they're not just learning, but they have that ability and the confidence to write their own music and create themselves.
Last year, at the end of the year, we had a album release party, and JAM put out their very first CD. It was written, all the music was written by students, and we got it produced by local producers here in Juneau, and it was really spectacular. There are professionals who don't put that together. There are people who just want to play. These are kids who have learned, and what Megan said, have the confidence and to be able to put that all together. They don't just write the music. They write it. They produce it. They figure out how to play it. And it's amazing what music can do to a brain, and it's amazing what music can do to confidence in a kid.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I think one thing, too, that makes us unique from a regular music program is that it's all about students teach. It's about peer mentorship. So students are teaching other students from kindergarten on. So if our saying is, if one student knows how to play two notes, they can turn around and teach a student who can only play one note. And so built in from day one with their paper violins, they're teaching each other, training each other. They come back from middle school and they're helping younger kids. And now we have high schoolers coming back. It's that constant, not just playing, but teaching others how to play.
Remind us what schools it's in again?
Currently it's in Riverbend, Glacier Valley, and Auk Bay. And we're doing a program this year with DZ. And we are also assisting, well, we have some kids in high school. So some kids are over at TM and they go over to Riverbend. They'll go over to Riverbend mm-hmm. and help out those kids.
And then Floyd Dryden is next to Glacier Valley. So we have middle schoolers from Floyd Dryden walking over to Glacier Valley to mentor after school. So we have a grant mm-hmm. from Carnegie Hall, Play USA grant, and that is funding a lot of these middle school students who get support at DZ during the school day and after school from Floyd who walk over.
Is there hope to get you downtown, Gastineau or Harborview or charter school someday?
Oh, yeah. No, it really depends on the interest that the schools have. We're very open if a school wants to bring our program in. We are very welcome to that idea. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, we think that the program has benefited the schools that we're in right now greatly. And so we'd be really excited if other schools wanted to join in.
And you're a nonprofit, is that right?
Yes.
So probably one of the biggest challenges is
money. Yes.
Yeah. And I think, you know, Megan mentioned the Carnegie Hall grant through Play USA. And we are working also with the L.A. Philharmonic to do some outreach to an organization down there in L.A. And we have a lot of other very generous donors and company. Yeah, as you know, Juno is just so generous in what they how they feel about music and how they feel about the arts. And so we've been very generously supported by those organizations, the Community Foundation, the Douglas Dornan Foundation, I mean, everybody that we can. We're just so very grateful that we're able to do it. And we're a nonprofit, and this is part of our 10th year anniversary is to let more people know who we are and what we're doing. And that's why we did this Tracy Arm tour, because it's not typically just for the people that already know who we are. We wanted to reach out and say, hey, here's an opportunity to learn about our organization and what we can do.
And hear live music all the way down.
Yeah.
To Tracy Arm, yeah.
Yeah. And I was going to just tag on to that. We are a nonprofit, but our program is tuition free. We have never charged a student for lessons or for the program.
Okay. Yeah. To support your program or to go on this cruise, what should our listeners do?
They need to go to JunoMusicMatters.com, and that's our website. And if they want to purchase tickets, there's a link to purchase tickets. And if they just want to make a donation, there's a link to make donation through PayPal, I believe.
And the details again of Saturday's cruise?
It is Saturday. It starts at 8 o'clock. It's an all-day cruise. Probably, I think we're going to be back by 6. Mm-hmm. It's to Tracy Arm. Everybody's going to meet by the tram, and we'll go on one of the adventure-bound boats.
Yeah. Got it out of Auk Bay?
I think it's downtown.
Downtown, oh, yeah, by the tram.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Stephanie Wolter, Board President, and Megan Johnson, Executive Director of Juno Alaska Music Matters. Meet them this Saturday on a music-filled cruise to Tracy Arm. The website once more?
JunoMusicMatters.com.
All right. Thank you both for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having us.
Will you set up the song that we're about to play for our listeners?
Oh, yeah. This is a song that was written by a group of Riverbend students. Gosh, these girls were in fifth grade when they wrote this, and they're now in seventh or eighth grade. But it's one of our favorites. It's a beautiful song. Last year, our fifth graders actually choreographed modern dance to go along with the song.
And what's it called?
Lost in the Woods.
Thank you.